Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Health Liberty. Today is a rainy day, but we definitely need the moisture, so it's awesome. And today we're going to be talking about cleanse and purifying, back to part two of the first part last time, and we're going to be talking about the colon. We're going to be talking about what to do when it has too much undigested waste in the system, which is basically poisons the system. And we're going to be talking a little bit about enemas and stuff that you can do to help that. But just remember, you know, there's no such thing as an incurable disease. And just get used to thinking about that word not as disease linked to no cure, but get used to thinking about it as the body being out of stasis, needing rebalance because it is in dis-ease. So when you rebalance something, that means that it can be redone. You know what I mean? It's not going to be the end all of, you know, of what you can do. Like, it's not over. Do you know what I mean? It's just the beginning. Now you know what's going on. And so when you know what's going on, then you can absolutely do something about it. So, organize here. Okay, so we remember that when there's a lot of waste in the system, it's pretty much a breeding ground for bacteria, and not the good bacteria. We need the good bacteria in our system. So people trot off to the doctor, and they get antibiotics, which kill the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. But over time, if you keep taking them, the bacteria are smart, and they learn how to, you know, oh, they're taking their 12th dose of amoxicillin or the Z-Pak, and now I am immune. Now it doesn't work. Well, why is that? Because the bacteria know what they're doing. I mean, they know how to get around it. So just remember, you know, God made everything perfect. Everything perfect. Absolutely. The scripture for this teaching is, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." John 3, or 3 John 1, I can't even talk today. Sorry about that. 3 John 1, Scripture 2, King James Version. I think it was the 3:1:2 that got me all mixed up there. But we know that God wants us to be healthy. We know that. We know that the Bible teaches that we are to be in good health. That's the goal. I mean, the goal is not for us to be unhealthy. The goal is not for us to be sick, diseased, struggling, in pain all the time. God wanted us to be, he wanted us to prosper and be in good health. So, and it doesn't mean prosper doesn't necessarily mean money. It can be that God wanted you to prosper, that you have, you know, you put the till to the land and you yield a lot of corn, or you have a lot of children. There's a lot of different things that are prosperous, not just money. So the reason that people get diseased is because of overload of toxins, deficiency of nutrients, and an acidic condition, right? So you have to detoxify the body, and then you can reintroduce whole organic foods, right? So it's really, really important for somebody who has one of the bigger diseases that, you know, that they love to give what I call a death sentence to, and that's people with the word cancer. Now, cancer is just a word. We have to remember that. It's a word. It's a word that somebody decided to attach to cells that proliferate and reproduce other cells that are not in the program. So in the programming of God's creation of the body. So it's out of program. It's out of balance. It's out of stasis. and that's just a word. It's a horrifying word. So, you know, it's attached to a lot of negative things. So, therefore, it's seen in a negative light. But the average person, and I know I probably have discussed this on most of my shows, the average person has cancer 12 times in their lifetime, and they don't even know it. So what happens when you find out about it? Well, if you find out, you just happen to be there when some of these cells are proliferating or they're doing their thing and they're going a little rogue. Then you get a nice treatment. But the treatments, for the most part, are way worse than the disease. So just remember, you know, three conditions: toxins, deficiency of nutrients, and an acidic condition. Bacteria can flourish in an acidic condition. So can funguses, so can viruses, and so can cancer cells, which are basically rogue cells. They're your body's own cells, but they're rogue. They're reproducing. It's like taking and making a copy at the printer, and you have this beautiful copy, and then you put it in the printer, but there's a black sheet underneath it, and you start making copies. Maybe you make copies and copies and copies and copies and copies of that black sheet, and you're still not getting your beautiful picture. And that's because it's covered up by the black sheet. So in order to get the beautiful picture, you got to get that black sheet out from underneath there. So in order to get the cell back to be beautiful cell that God created, protein coating, and get that to where the body can get rid of it, get it out of it. So there's a lot of good ways to detoxify. Using a colon cleanse is a great way to start. Liquid bentonite clay, psyllium husk, you take it every morning. You can find it at any vitamin store. I always suggest that you try to find a mom-and-pop shop in your area, because we're getting down to where we don't have very many of them. And there's a vast amount of information in mom-and-pop shops that you're not going to find in big health stores because of DSHEA. DSHEA tells people what they can and can't say, and they basically can't say anything because they're a corporation and they have to keep their mouth shut. So they'll sell you whatever. These big giant health food stores that you can walk into. Not so much the ones online, because they don't give advice and they sell you the products at a better price. But the ones that have people and you walk into, there's only, so much they can say, like, where is the cayenne, where is the homeopathic section, if you say, well, what good, I've got this, what is it, very few people will say anything, and that's because of the shade, they have to keep their mouth shut. But in mom and pop shops, they own the shop, they use a lot of great prime examples, and you'll get a lot more information. So when you're deciding, when you're thinking about going and starting this colon cleanse, you look at, what's the body functioning like? How am I functioning? Is there elimination properly? Am I having a lot of gas? Do I have body odor, bad breath, and am I feeling like just kind of out of whack? Am I, and you get these little tiny spots on the irises too. And there's a nice chart that you can see them, but there's specific charts that show, what's going on in the colon. So I say that, I say that you can use the liquid bentonite. You can use the psyllium husk. There's some great herbs too. And I'll give you a quick rundown of some wonderful ones, but plantain, bayberry bark, myrrh, rhubarb root, fennel seed, ginger, cascara sagrada, golden seal, cascasium, so basically cayenne, red raspberry leaf, lobelia is a good one, and all of those are great, right? Those are great elimination lymphatic cleaners. Those are going to really get in and get the body. And some herbal nutrition that you can take during the time that you're doing this is alfalfa and comfrey, dandelion. Again, hawthorn berry and kelp. These are great cleansers still too, but they also have a lot of nutrition. So you can go and you can find a colon cleanse kit, And, you know, I like the colon cleanse kit that has the liquid bentonite just because you have like a mucosal lining, and the bentonite actually will can pull that stuff out of that, and it's a lot more effective. You want to get that to work because basically it's like having a garden hose, and you want the garden, this is a garden hose that has the, you know, that seeps, right, or what is it called, the garden hose, that a soaker, right? So you've got all these little holes in a soaker, and you have your soaker hose. But all of a sudden, you know, all of this stuff is stuck on the inside of your soaker hose, and nothing comes out. Like, every single one of those is clogged because you have this lining, and that's what the colon is like. And it's not that we want stuff to come out, but we do want to be able to absorb our nutrients. So it's very, very important. Also, during this time, you could do a lot of juicing with greens or taking greens because that actually helps alkalize the body, helps balance out candida. Now we're going to talk about candida cleanses and parasite cleanses and stuff like that. We're going to talk about those liver cleanses specifically on probably a different show. We could talk, if you want to go to, you can Google Schultz's 5-day liver gallbladder cleanse schedule, and it's really good. You know, I mean, a lot of people are afraid of it, and a lot of people are you know, they don't really want to do it because it's kind of strange. It's especially strange, like, I think the first time you do it, but you start taking some apple juice. You do apple juice a few days before. You start doing a lot of apple juice. You can do a potassium broth, and that's just basically cooking organic vegetables, making yourself a potassium broth. And you get down to where you're ready to start your cleanse, and you don't eat any solid food. You do your potassium broth and your apples a couple days before. And then you organic, and don't drink non-organic apple juice. But and then on the evening of the sixth day, you take 6 ounces of Epsom salt, a cup of grapefruit juice, and olive oil, and then you go to bed. The next morning, you have another 2 doses of Epsom salt. And then when you go to the restroom, if you have a colander that you're definitely going to throw away, if you have a colander and you go to the restroom, you wash it away, you'll see the gallbladder stones. You'll see the liver because there's hepatic stones too. You know, there's stones in the liver, stones stuck in the bile duct, and that's very painful, and stones in the gallbladder. The reason we do the Epsom salts and the reason Dr. Schultz recommends and Dr. Helga Clark too is because the Epsom salts opens up the bile duct, so you don't have anything to worry about getting stuck. So during this time and during any cleanse, remember to choose food that God created, not food that man created. Actually, that's a good, absolutely good thought process for life. If you started today, excuse me, and you only ate food that God created, and you didn't eat anything that man created, you would be so much healthier. And that is a hard thing because we live in a society of fast food, you know, fast meals, fast this, packaged food. You know, I mean, what would you buy if you went to the store and you bought nothing that man made? You would buy eggs, you would buy fruits and vegetables, but you'd stay away from genetically modified fruits and vegetables because those aren't made by God. You wouldn't buy eggs that were created in a factory artificially. You would make sure that you bought eggs that the chicken actually laid, and they weren't, well, I mean, the chickens lay them, but they lay them under some weird extreme circumstances. So I would try to get the natural, most natural chicken eggs I could. And you could drink whole raw milk if you can find it. Amazing that we live in a country that outlaws milk. So it just blows my mind. And, you know, and you could have organic meat. So what would you do? You would go around the outside of the grocery store because you definitely wouldn't buy any packaged desserts, you wouldn't buy any packaged cereals, you wouldn't buy any packaged fruits or vegetables. You wouldn't buy any packaged anything. No, all of the pizzas and taquitos and you know, bagel bites, and I could just go on forever. I mean, you know, the whole middle of the store is actually full of junk. I mean, it's just junk. If you just shopped on the outside of the store, like if you just went in and, like at the store I shop at, you know, you hook a right and the fruits and vegetables are there. And then it takes you around to like dairy, and then it takes you around to the meat section, and then you leave, right? You get your meat, you get your butter, your whole butter, whole organic butter, whole, and you grass-fed chicken, or not grass-fed chicken, but vegetarian field or chicken, no soy. And you get your, and you go back around and you get your, you know, you can get some organic cheese, and I like Pecorino Romano. It's a good dry cheese, and it's very clean. And then you go back around and you just buy all the fruits and vegetables you want, as long as they're not genetically modified. You try to buy organic. Especially pay attention to organic when it comes to, like, juicy stuff like peaches and grapefruits and stuff like that. They hold a lot of heavy metals, toxins, pesticides in them because they have so much juice inside. So choose foods like that, and that way you eliminate the sugar, right? You're getting the fruit sugar, but you're not getting artificial sugar. You're not getting artificial sweeteners. You're not getting, you know, thousands and thousands of grams of sugar in processed foods. And when you do that, you know, you get the good stuff, and you don't get the herbicides, hormones, antibiotics, and stuff that's in these preservatives, that's in these packaged foods or poor quality meats. So you also need to have fats, right? So you need to eat the healthy fats, and you need to avoid the bad fats, and you need to avoid sugar, and you need to eat grass-fed beef, because grain-fed beef is very highly inflamed or highly inflammable in the body. It causes a lot of inflammation in the body. And so most of the grain-fed beef, they're miserable, the meat's miserable, and so just don't do it. Grass-fed beef has a lot of more conjugated lanolinic acid, the CLA. It has a lot better quality, and the meat tastes better. So overall, and then just remember to alkalize when you're doing all of this too. You know, you want to eat a lot of raw vegetables. You want to use cold-pressed, unfiltered olive oil. Cold-pressed, unfiltered. So you want to get all the goodness of the olives. You want to eat avocados and spirulina and corella. And you want to use sea salt. I have multiple different types of sea salt at my house that I share with my family. I have pink salt, Himalayan. I have French salt. I have salt from basically all over the world. I have the black salt with the charcoal in it. I have seaweed salt. I have salt from all over. And I mix it up. I have red salt and black salt and white and cream and gray. And I mix them up because they all have different minerals. They all have different qualities. And they're a lot of fun. So good salt. Apple cider vinegar, lemon. Lemon is phenomenal. Like, everybody should get up in the morning, drink a glass of water by itself, clear out the arteries, clear out the body, and then take a half a lemon and do a half a lemon with another 8 ounces of water and really, really alkalize the body. It's very, very good for you. And so all of our meals should be 75% alkalized vegetables and oil and 25% acidic. So your meal should be a big, giant salad and a little bit of meat, because the body will stay alkalized. And so you can also balance out your alkalinity with adding the Himalayan salt or the Celtic salt or whatever, and then also adding lemon to your water while you're eating. So that's very, very healthy. And those are the things that we want to look at when we're doing a cleanse. But it's not just a cleanse. Like, those suggestions are for life. I mean, if you eat God's way and not man's way, you won't have disease. And yeah, we're facing a lot of adversaries these days. You know, there's a very large eugenics. Am I going to say a eugenics guinea pig project out there? There are the powers that be. There are people who are eugenicists because they're atheists and they believe that they're in charge of keeping the population on this planet. They're in charge of protecting the planet. I, however, believe that God is in charge of the planet. So I think he knows how many people will be on this planet. And I don't think that man has the right to step into God's shoes and think that they're God and eliminate populations to save the earth that they worship. But there's a pretty high, large, engineered program that includes genetically modified foods and nanotechnology and chemtrails and vaccines and fluoride in the water. And they believe their mindset is survival of the fittest. So they believe that if people have the genetics to get past it, that they can get past it, right? So they believe that if you can do it, if you can survive that, then wow, you know, you're something. You've got great genetics. You've really survived, and you're one of them, you know. And if you don't, then, you know, you're better off getting off the planet. For anybody who hasn't researched and hasn't read, it would be good to read on the Georgia Guidestones. Basically, they pretty much put what they want in plain sight. That term, hidden in plain sight, is true. And they really want there to be a lot of people gone. I mean, a lot, over half of the population that we have on the planet now, they want them gone. And so you've got to really protect your family from genetically modified foods. You really have to keep them in if the chemtrails are bad. You really have to get the fluoride out of your water, and you have to not line up for any vaccines. And that goes for any of them because they're getting worse and worse. The more people become educated, the more panicked they become, thinking that, you know, they're not going to be able to achieve their goals. And so, you know, you back somebody in a corner, and they're going to come out, you know, madder than ever. So, but we remember that we have the power, you know, those of us who are believers in Jesus and follow him, we know that he wants us to prosper, and he wants us to be in good health. He tells us that I want that for you. And so we have to do our part. You know, we can't just sit around and eat bonbons and drink soda and think that, well, and read the scripture. You know, we have to give up the soda and the bonbons, and we have to start doing something about it. So the cleansing part is so important, because once the sludge gets to be too much, you really start to have a lot of side effects of not absorbing nutrition. You know, when you don't get the adequate amount of minerals, and you don't get the adequate, you know, your body doesn't fire properly, your brain doesn't fire properly, the cells don't talk to each other properly. When you don't get the right amount of calcium and magnesium and boron, you know, the bones start to go away, they start to deteriorate, start to have a lot of aching and joint pain. You know, when you don't get enough omega oils and fats, you know, you get that dull brain, and you also mess up your ligaments and tendons. There's so much, it's so important, you know, and so it's really, really important to remember that, you know, that Jesus wanted, he knew that this world would be contaminated. He knew it, right? And he knew that we were going to have to really fight a battle. You know, and people were like, oh, there's wars and this and that. I see so many people protesting. It's ridiculous. We got a giant war. It's called eugenics. I mean, and they're part of the experiment, the experiment. In fact, they are the experiment. And that's, you know, I hope that everybody gets saved and that Jesus comes soon. I just wanted to say that, you know, there is a lot of connection, and I don't like to get into any of the New Age stuff. I try to stay away from anything that's very out there on a limb with Shirley MacLaine, and I basically want to always honor God in everything I do. But we know that the cells in the body, we know about the DNA, we know how phenomenal it is, and we know that living a life in opposition to what God wants, in opposition to to keeping your praise and focusing on God, we know that when you don't do that, you can become very negative, and also the negative emotion is very damaging on the body. The body is created by design. The body is created to be in, and I don't want to say positive, negative mode, but we think of it about it as a circuit. You know, there are positive, negative in a circuit. There are positive, negative in everything, and they're polar opposite of each other. Well, you know, it seems like, you know, if you dwell on the negative and you want to go to doctors and you want to get lots of medicine and you just dwell on it, that's all you dwell on, then that's almost your fate. It's almost your fate. It's almost like you're going to live that out. So I ask a lot of people, you know, I mean, and I understand, do those emotions get trapped in the cells? Do the emotions that we are doing go travel from one cell to the other, right? Are they stored in the body? There's a lot of thought process on that, you know, and they used to say somebody who was very staunch and rigid and angry would have liver disease and then eventually arthritis. That's a staunch, angry disease. And then, or people who, you know, couldn't get over heartbreak would end up having cardiovascular damage. You know, people that couldn't think things through would have issues with brains. So, but I don't want to take that outside the realm of how God created us, because I want to give all honor and glory to God. So He created us where every cell fires. Everything has to work perfectly. So we know things talk to each other. We know cells talk to each other. We know the body talks to each other. We know that when the colon gets clogged and it can't cleanse itself, that we're not getting those nutrients for it to work properly, because God created everything for us to function properly. So as soon as we get too much of the world and not enough of God in every aspect of life, including health, then we have a disease. We can have a disease spiritually. We can have a disease physically. We can have a disease mentally. We can have a lot of breakdown, but they all go back to, are we honoring God? Are we honoring God with our bodies? Are we honoring Him in our health? Are we honoring Him spiritually? That makes a big difference. We got to cleanse our life. We got to cleanse our colon, our lives, period. Correct? It's like that is the way. That's the answer. That's the cure. That's the cure. Remember, no disease. There's no disease that's not curable. Just remember, God first. Anything, any decision you make with your body, you put God first. You ask Him what you should do. I thank you for joining me today. We'll continue on and talk a little bit more about the liver and kidneys next time, and keep going on with this great, I think the cleansing and purifying is a great series. I think there's a lot we could talk about. I appreciate you joining me, and I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you very much.